Blog Talk Radio.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what.
And the Spirit of America Party book. A couple of days after the 4th of July, everybody's going back to work, except for John Kerry and President Obama bin Laden. They have a little crisis on their hands that they're ignoring. It's called the Fall of Egypt. Unbelievable. And the real Egyptians are the ones that were in Tahrir Square, showing the picture of the crescent and the cross on a building using that green hologram type lighting. Those are the people that want to survive. Those are the people that want jobs. And they're up against the Muslim Brotherhood, who doesn't care about jobs. And they plan to survive while they exterminate everybody else. Pretty much like the plan that the Communist Party has for the entire world. You know, I never thought I'd be saying communist again. I thought that all died when the wall came down. But I think I was fooled like many presidents were and secretaries of state. We forget that we're dealing with atheistic murderers. And they are very cruel. I heard that Jimmy from Brooklyn called into Bob Grant a Sunday, and he mentioned a couple of things. I'm recalling from memory now. He mentioned that the Russian military is building a Nicaraguan army that's going to be quite large, and they're building a base in Nicaragua. And he also mentioned that there are Russian troops training in Colorado with the Homeland Defense czar, Janet Napolitano. And it sort of disturbed me, the fact that, you know, coupled with other bits and pieces of information. And I got into a debate with the guy on, can we survive if we splinter? And a lot of things came into play in the conversation, and one of them was this Trayvon Martin trial, the Zimmerman trial, and the threat of racial retaliation if Zimmerman goes free. And and listening to other Cracker Barrel conversations and scuttlebutt, you can see people are they're concerned because they feel that there could be a giant race war in this country. And, of course, who would benefit from that the most but our communist enemies? And so I was debating, not debating, but just discussing with this fellow because he figured we're finished. He figured the blacks will team up with the Latinos and they will, because they are the most pugilistic, and they will intimidate the whites. And I said, well, you know, the blacks are 13% of the population, and the whites are still around 70% of the population. And he says, it doesn't matter because the whites have no fight. And I said, there's a couple of things that you're assuming. One, that the Latinos are going to go with the blacks. And some may, and some blacks may not go with their own people. What those percentages are, I don't know. But I know that if you look at the prison population, there are three groups of people in prisons today, whites, blacks, and Latinos. And they stick to themselves and stick the others. So whether or not you're going to be able to convince Latinos to join with blacks to take over the United States, that's going to be a hard one to prove and calculate. And then you got to take a look at, should a civil war develop in this country, how is it going to form up? If you take a look at our own civil war, certain southern states pulled away from the United States at that time, and North fought South. Now, today, how would that work out? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And, of course, my friend who was arguing, he said that, yeah, they'll be, you know, like hunters in the South, but they're not going to have a chance. Well, you got to remember that right after Obama made a gun seizure, oh, by the way, Eric Holder killed a police chief down in Jalisco, Mexico. It was another one of his guns that took this guy out. And nobody's talking about the 60, 70,000 Mexicans who have been murdered as a result of Fast and Furious. And they're being murdered ferociously. And I got some stats on gangs in the United States, and they're very scary. And I'll tell you why when I give you the stats on the size of our military. Just to give you an idea, the stats on the gangs in the United States, I think, I'll read it from when I wrote it down. There are 33,000 gangs in the United States, and they comprise about 1,300,000 people. And many of them are connected right into prison. And you got to see the list of the names of all the gangs. It would scare the hell out of you. That alone. Never mind the black uprising and the burnout of the country. Because these other guys are strictly business, and it's all drugs. It's drugs. It's immigrant smuggling. It's baby prostitution. It is really sad, man. We are. Let's face it, we're a nation of drug users. So while we're smoking and doping, all these guys are plying their trade and they're making their moves. One of the things that scared me, because I've always been pro-American Indian, that a lot of Indian reservations are running drugs. And they mentioned, this is off the FBI information list, and that's another thing that gave me the slow burn. They've got all these gangs, they're zeroed in, and they can tell you how many are in each gang. And they they've got a plethora of gang names, and that includes the motorcycle gangs, like the Hell's Angels and the Mongols, and everybody's into the drug business. Now they're going to legalize drugs. You think these guys are going to go out of business? Oh yeah, well they legalized it. We're not going to be selling them anymore. You got to be kidding me, man. We're heading to hell. We're going to be all up the fat lady's burka. 1,300,000 gang members in the United States. That's scary. And you know what's really scary? Our military is 1,429,000. Yeah. And somebody gave me stats, and I've been using them, and I'm embarrassed because I find out they're not true. I read from a reliable source that the U.S. military was 45% feminine, and that's not true. Of that 1,429,995 Americans serving in the military, 1,219,510 are male, 210,485 are female. We have in the reserves another 850,000, and every time I turn on the TV, another reserve outfit is rotating back to fight in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And I always thought reserves were called up when all your other troops were committed. But apparently that's not happening this round. The U.S. Army has 541,000 people, 465,000 are male, 75,000 are female. They have a civilian population that works under the Army, 300,000. And here's the figures, these poor guys, they're the guys that are bleeding. They take all the hits and they do it gung-ho all the way. And that's the U.S. Marine Corps. There's only 195,000 Marines. 181,000 are male. 13,000 are female. The U.S. Navy has 317,000 people. 265,000 are male. 51,000 are female. The Air Force has 333,000. And I saw where Obama has reduced fighter squadrons from 15 to 10. So they got 333,000, 270,000 are male, 63,000 are female. The Coast Guard, God bless the Coast Guard. I mean, they only have 42,000 people to protect four borders. 35,000 male, 6,790 female. So the reserves are 850,000. The National Guard is 358,000. The Army Reserves is 205,000. The Marine Corps Reserves are 39,000. The Air National Guard, 105,000. Air Force Reserves, 71,000. U.S. Coast Guard Reserves, 9,000. That Coast Guard must be overworked like hell. How are they doing drug interdiction with only 42,000 people? Okay, what else have I got here? In 2008, there were 600,000 officers. One in eight were women compared to in 1987, 1 in 13 were women. And in 2007, in the U.S. military, 1 in 10 were Latino. And I always pay a tribute to the name Gomez because I wanted to check on how many Latino casualties there are. And I found 14 guys named Gomez who gave up their life so that we could live. So I have the highest regard for Latinos who serve the country, and especially the ones in the Marine Corps. And what else do we have here? Okay, I'm going to give you a tune, and when I come back, I'll gather my thoughts, and we'll talk some more. I am worried that we are more splintered today than before the Civil War, and we're being splintered for a reason. When the President of the United States comes out and attacks the Catholic Church, you know this, that on the drawing boards of the Soviet Union is the plan for the disintegration of the USA. And all you people who think you're all going to live somewhere else when we fall, wait till you find out what's waiting for you. So hang in there, and let me give you a tune. Let me find something nice that you'll like. Oh, here's one. Here's a tribute. Here's another thing that, speaking of splinter groups, Hollywood always portrays a Southerners as dumb, stupid, shoeless, ignorant, prejudiced, and that's done for a reason. And of course, then they show the New Yorkers that are Southerners, and the Southerners can't wait until they get their hands on one. You know what I'm talking about. That's divide and conquer, man. Hey, the Romans were doing it in 20 BC. Here's Steve Earle in Dixieland. Gangs in New York the other night, and watching all those Irish immigrants coming off the boat and being recruited at the dock. Here's your rifle, you're going to the Southland. And that's what that singer is singing about. He said he was from where, County Clare, and the British would have hanged him, so he left to the United States, and as soon as he got here, he got to fight for the United States, and that's how he became a citizen. Now, when I was a young soldier, in the days of the draft. Other guys were getting off the boat from Argentina, Latin, Central America, Germany, Ireland, Hungary, and they were all given draft notices, but there is no draft anymore. What we have is a mercenary army, and that's the way the generals like it, because they didn't want to hear those drafted New Yorkers whining and crying all the time. But World War II, Patton's a favorite crew were the guys who performed what he called universal service. And he had a united military. And everybody had to get along, because if they didn't, they would have died separately, like Ben Franklin said. To all Americans and gentlemen, if we do not hang together, as surely we will hang as separately. And so who divides us? Who divides us on the basis of race, on the basis of culture, on the basis of religion? Who divides us? You know who divides us. There's only one person that divides us. It's the communists. Now, why do they do that? Because they have a goal. The goal is universal slavery. Oh, boy, what have I done here? Okay. Forgive me, one second. Maybe I'll give you a tune while I mess with this. Nothing comes easy. I hate passwords. I hate passwords. Do not give passwords to a guy with Alzheimer's. I don't want to give you a hymn. I don't want to scare you away. I know you people get nervous. Okay, here we go. Faith of Our Fathers. ask yourself, if the country goes Splitsville, who's coming over to what side? If there was a poll going on about 6 months ago, what percentage of American troops would fire on their fellow Americans? And I think the figure was somewhere between 16% and 26%. But like I say, if the country goes Splitsville, who's going over to what side? Now, my friend who argued that there's nothing will be wiped out. He stated that, you know, what good is handguns and guns against the military with tanks and machine guns and flamethrowers? And my argument is the gun gets you the bigger gun. And they have to protect all the armories. And then you don't know who's inside the armory, who might be sympathetic to one side or the other. And it's going to be trial by fire is what it's going to be. And that FBI report, and you should look at that FBI report, it lists all the gangs, and it lists all information about gangs, and it's up to 2010 or 2011. But if you type in Muslim terrorists, you don't get anything. There are no Muslim terrorists in the United States, except the guy in Fort Hood, and that was a workplace violence. See how they can do that? They can take one sentence and change an outcome on the lives of helpless people. It's like changing one word in the separation of church and state. The communists changed the word of to from. So when they say, yes, we're going to shut down this cemetery because there's too many crosses, and it's under the rules of separation of church from state, but the Constitution says it's separation of church and state, meaning leave religion alone. Unless it's one that threatens to conquer you and cut your head off. Leave religion alone. That's what the forefathers said. But you see, the communists have twisted one word, and they've even gone so far as to go to the baseball stadium in St. Louis and remove the plaque that had a cross on it dedicated to Stan Musial, a great baseball hero, a great St. Louis Cardinal, who happened to be a fervent Catholic and loved his God. And they had a little cross near second base, I think it was, and a fish, the symbol of a fish, and his name. And now they want it removed. The communists want it removed. All traces of God from the land. You think about that. Now, on the good news side, NBC ran a poll. Should the word God be taken out of, should God be taken off the dollar? Should God be removed from the Pledge of Allegiance? 86% of the people in an NBC poll, that's nothing but communists, 86% of the people said leave God alone. Only 14% said get rid of God. Yet the Democrat Party voted God off the party platform. How's that grab you? They called at their convention, they called for a vote. They said, everybody that wants to get rid of God, say nay. And anybody that wants to keep God, say yay. And the nays were louder than the yays. So the guy on the podium, I think he's the mayor of Los Angeles, he was about to say the nays have it, and a woman that was like one of the on a committee came over and whispered in his ear, and he goes, "We didn't quite determine who was louder. We'll have the poll again. Anybody that wants to get rid of God, say nay. Anybody that wants to keep him, say yay." And the nays screamed louder. And then he goes, "We're going to do it one more time." And anybody that wants to get rid of God, say nay. And the nays were loud again. And I remember seeing a Arab-looking guy sitting next to a girl, and the both of them were cheering, yeah, get rid of him. And so the mayor of Los Angeles said, even though the nays were louder, he goes, the yays have it. And they all went, boo, we know what you're doing. So there is no God in the party of death. And God knows that too. This is terrible. Okay. We'll give you a little Eye of the Tiger and we'll come back with a story for you. Okay, we're back. Here we go. The name of this subject. Yeah, so think about that. If we ever had a split, who's going where with whom? Who's going to disobey orders? Who's going to pull a Robert E. Lee and say, I'm going with my state? Or I'm going with my religion? Or I'm going with my color? Lincoln split logs. This is called the split. Lincoln split logs. Obama splits the country. What did he do on the 4th? Name two types of lemon. Admiral Lemon, who lies for Obama, and Leon Lemon, a pinheada, who famously quoted about the Benghazi, we can't go in guns a-blazing when we don't know the layout. Find time to tell us about it. Huh, Leon? A bartender, a play Billy Joel's Honesty. Everyone is so untrue. I have up on YouTube, I have up a video entitled Copy of 911 Benghazi Call. And the background music is Billy Joel's Honesty. Everyone is so untrue. That's except the two Navy SEALs who disobeyed a coward's stand-down order and saved American lives. I got to tell you something. And on that, I was looking up military stats, and they list the chain of command, and the President of the United States is on the top. He is the Commander-in-Chief. And if a Commander-in-Chief commits cowardice in the face of the enemy, is he a subject to Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, cowardice in the face of the enemy? You think about that. Because these two SEALs never abandoned their country, but they were abandoned. And only an enemy would do that. Do you think Lincoln's Gettysburg Address would begin with, who cares how they died? Only a flag-burning, baby-killing, dope-dealing for tax profiteer would say something like that. There are only splinter group parties left in America. The Democamo Party used to be the party of the working man. Now it is the handout party buying votes with hard-working taxpayers' money. If Mr. America walked out his front door tomorrow and saw all the tax slugs lined up that he is carrying, he would go nuts. And the first online is politicians, followed by leech lawyers, and followed by foreign governments, the communist IRS, EPA, OSHA, DHS, DOA, DDT. And DDT. We could cut this government by 80% tomorrow and not feel a pinch. The communists will threaten us with the loss of services, starting with police and firemen, while teachers hold unaborted children hostage. And then they will buy votes for fake tuition promises, Obama phone, free Shiite, press passes, and a new inside traitoring law. They got caught taking stock tip bribes, so they outlawed it. And 30 days later, they went back to making it legal to get more stock tip bribes. Remember Hillary was in cattle futures? And speaking of cattle futures, look who's coming back to run for New York City. You know what this is like saying? There's 19 million people in New York City, and the best we can do is Anthony Weasel Weiner, a flag burner of record, and a Mr. Exposé, and Sox Spitzer. Yeah, Black Sox Spitzer. This is what he's going to run for controller. Well, he's got to make up for the money he lost. Are we crazy? Out of 19 million people, all we can find is two slugs, useless, untrustworthy pieces of merde. The Clintons came to their government job with loose change. I'm missing a part here. The communists will threaten us with loss of service, starting with police, firemen, while teachers hold unaborted children hostage. Then they will buy votes for fake tuition promises, Obama phone, free Shiite, press passes, and a new inside traitoring law because they got caught with the old one. And then they went back to making it legal. Remember, Hillary was into cattle futures, the cattle queen of 42nd Street. This is my horse at Chappaqua. I got the whole house as a present, and it was not even publisher's sweepstakes. The Clintons came to their government job with loose change and left with $169 million. They are good savers. You could check that figure out. I might be low. The only one that did better in government was Fidel Castro. He owns all of Cuba. And I love the excuse they give. I did it all for you. Now come out of the schools and cut the sugar cane for free. There is good money in politics, of course, if the largest a champagne contribution could only be $1. Chuck Schumer's war chest would be up to $19 instead of $19 million. He never bought a Filipino nurse's aide a cup of coffee. The rumor is one of his big backers owns nursing homes, and the aides asked for bread, and Generoso threatened them with transfers that would require private vehicle transportation. It is so easy to intimidate the poor, isn't it? And then they'll say, I love the poor, we're working for the poor, we're working for the common man, and after we win the revolution, we will execute them. Welcome to the United States government. Currently, we are sequestered in order to punish little children who wanted to see their White House before it goes into foreclosure. Sorry, off limits to kids. Would you like to see the Kermit Goswell Planned Slaughterhood Clinic located in the city of Brotherly Love? Sorry, no nanny cams here. Kermit whacked 1,000 babies a year and no one felt pain, according to the party of death, who voted no God, no anesthesia. Usually in the USA, before they execute someone, the executee gets to ask for a clergy visit or the last rites, but kids don't count in Democamo land. Besides, we have foreigners waiting in the shadows to take their place. Ironic that the same party that can't afford a kid has money for drugs and drug taxes. The same party that pardoned draft dodgers and did away with the draft now invites the Russian military to do away with the people of Colorado. Patrick Swayze, are you watching this? The same party that threw God out three times had to kill a kid, burn the flag convention. now wants you to tell you who you can marry. Don't forget Obama bin Laden, the evil white man, wants to play Henry VIII with the Catholic Church. So what's the plan? Steal everybody's insurance premiums? Use 401ks as collateral to finance world poverty? Hi, I'm here for my lump sum payout that I saved for 50 years. No lump sum? When did that rule go into effect? 5 minutes after you heard I was coming? Who made up that rule? The Inside Trading Committee? So what do I do for money? I come once a week and get a carbon credit chit? I'm tired of your chit. I want Yankee Green. Under arrest for what? Inciting violence and being an anti-Muslim Semite racist? Yes, I did go to Catholic school. And now I have to go to Stalin University and re-education camp? How about we celebrate Patton's birthday with a national holiday, Chesty Puller's birthday, MacArthur's birthday, and we give Washington and Lincoln their birthdays back instead of communist sanitized President's Day? How about we celebrate White History Decade? Oh, he's a racist. He said the white word. Yes, we'll have to get rid of him. White him out. So that leaves two parties. The New Democrat Party, which is the Rhino Party, upper crustaceans, who waited the finish line to insert their sacred cow. And then we have the Great Spirit of America Party, whose only N-word is nougat. Senator Byrd loved to say the N-word on the Senate floor, as his clan, the Party of Death, the Little Children, Yahood. He also voted to burn the flag. Say hello to the party of hard work and love of God and country, the party that believes the strong must always protect the weak, especially the unborn, the party that loves children, especially grandchildren, the party that answers when God or country calls, the party that pays its own way, the party of pinwearers, crossbearers, and flag-farers. Yeah, or flyers. We never forget the millions of private Ryans. The party that prefers to visit Normandy over Paris. The communists say we are old and dead. Wrong. We are just napping. And our sons have sons as brave as were their fathers. And don't tread on us. More tea, anybody? We believe in the resurrection. Yes, and when the appeal goes out to reunify the country and to destroy the dividers, there's going to have to be a lot of decisions made by a lot of people who don't know what to do. And they got to look at their children and say, what am I leaving this kid? YouTube, save the kids. YouTube, 911 Danny Boy. YouTube, Flag Burners of Record. YouTube, SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. Get a look at those 30 brave men. And was that a setup? Was that a phone ahead ambush? You got to see their faces. Everyone could be a Hollywood star. What beautiful people. Average age 30, yet there was a guy on there, I think he was either 18 or 21. He died in that, what the communists called a chopper crash. But it wasn't a chopper crash. It was a hit. YouTube, a copy of Benghazi 911 call. Can you imagine Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, saying we can't go in, guns are blazing? Do you think Patton would have said that? Suppose Eisenhower and Patton said that about Normandy. We can't go in, guns are blazing. YouTube, IRS, abracadabra, you might like that one. They're going to reach out and grab you. We need 18,000 new IRS agents to do what? To find out if Junior is paying his fair share? It is terrible. Get my book, The Spirit of America Party. You will find that the 45 goals of the Soviet Union in the epilogue chapter, and they've reached everyone. Now I'm going to cheer you up with a heartwarming story. I have to tell you this story. I have two grandchildren, a boy 6 and a girl 4. Both go to Catholic preschool. The boy just left for public school kindergarten. The 4-year-old, the girl, is saying grace before meals. And when she finishes, the six-year-old turns to her and says, "You won't be saying that prayer in public school." I was flabbergasted. I asked him, "Why did you say that?" His reply was, "Because I've been here for 89 days and haven't heard one prayer." A week later, his sister is saying grace at dinner again. And I asked the boy, "Do they say the Pledge of Allegiance in your school?" I have another older grandson who went to a New Yorker public school, New York City public school, where he was the only one who stood and said the pledge while some kids turned their back on the flag. This six-year-old proudly says, "Yes, we do." I ask, "Let me hear you say it." And he responds, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible." He pauses to recall the rest, and his sister finishes it with, "And deliver us from evil, amen." I give you a tune, and this is a sad one. This is a sad one, but you got to hear it.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, "Oh, my God," and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars?
yourself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
Yes, that's right. And that body count is now up to 10,000. But the saddest to me was they wouldn't count the 200 pro-life babies at the World Trade Center who died with their pro-life mothers. I often wished that the parents and the survivors of those women and those children should have named them and put their names on the wall as if they had been born. And I hope one day that they do that, because they were innocent and they were butchered, as was their mothers. So, do you know who Colonel Bristol is? I did a blog. I got Colonel Bristol. He's the man in the iron mask. And I got that famous picture of Hillary Clinton. She wants to be the first woman president of the United States. Why not? Elliot Spitzer wants to be controller. All right? They all come back. All these guys commit crime, and then they dust them off. They put them on a shelf for a while. They dust them off, and then they trot them back out again. Yes, who cares how they died? Don't you know I have a queendom to rule? That's what the caption I put under it. So who's Colonel Bristol? Colonel Bristol is a guy who has a different opinion of what happened at Benghazi, and he knows something that we don't know. And they've got him under, they don't call it house arrest like they do in Egypt. They just got him under wraps. Yeah, bad wraps. Now, I'm looking at that headline in the New York Post. U.S. drone witnessed attack on Benghazi. And they got a picture of Obama and big headline. They watched them die. And military slow to respond. The military never responded. And Obama never intended to respond. They were only Americans. And was that drone armed? Can you prove to me that drone was unarmed? And how close was the launch pad? I don't think drones have a big range. So there was help nearby. What kind of protection did the launch pad have? You think it was just the one guy sitting with a cell phone? Someone told the military to stand down and help was never sent, and Congress is trying to find out why. That's why Congress wants Colonel Bristol to testify. But here's the catch. They can't find him. And the Department of Defense is telling Congress they won't tell them where he is. So why is Obama killing freedom? And where's his army that's going to be larger? That's the army I worry about. Where's his army going to be? You know the Chinese are building a city in Idaho, right? And one of the biggest drug routes, smuggling routes, is upstate New York, bordering Canada, and the drugs come in through an Indian reservation. That's it. That breaks my heart, because I have a high regard for American Indians. And it breaks my heart to see that they're resorting to doing what the white eyes do. It is sad. Someday I'll tell you the story about I'm the only New Yorker that was ever called an Indian lover. Oh, I was called the N-word lover many times, but only once an Indian lover. I donated to a St. Joseph's Indian school, and I told my customers I didn't have money to buy them booze. So I made a donation on their behalf. Oh, were they furious? They calling me up, calling me an Indian lover. I finally found out the station operator that started it. And, he went to work one morning and there were arrows in his front door. So he got scared and he moved to Florida. And the last I heard, the Seminoles were cutting his telegraph line. I'm only kidding, but life is a ball, isn't it? Okay, what else we got here? So we got another tune for you on the way out. Yeah, here's what girls of yesterday used to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Asset Management. Million gang members in the United States. There's 33,000 gangs. They commit 48% of all the violent crime. And they have infiltrated the military. And they're in the prisons. They have their own little game. And imagine if they all, if we had a civil war and these guys were free to roam. We'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? And I'll tell you, if the communists thought that a civil war tomorrow would win them power and control, we'd be in the streets right now. And the day that they feel the time is right for a takeover, they will show their true colors. And you better be armed. You better have some protection. And I don't mean a condom. Have a nice night. God save the country.